Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Samach Chet Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the fourth parak, Behemah Mekasha Leled. And I've given a little bit of an introduction to this on the handout, Ayin Sham. Behemah Mekasha Leled, if an animal is having difficulty in giving birth, by the way, this doesn't have to be an animal that's having difficulty, just any animal that's giving birth. We'll see why the Mekasha comes in here. And if the ubar, the fetus, put a leg out, or arm out, and vechziro, and brought it back in, mutar ba'achila, then the ubar, is permitted to be eaten. Now, by the way, important to note that a ben pkua, meaning an animal that was inside the mother, and the mother was slaughtered, the animal itself is mutar without shchita. The shchita covers it. Shchita of the mother covers it. Now, tziat rosho bisha echziro, but if the fetus put out its head, even though it brought it back, hareza keilud, then it's a born animal, and it's not allowed to be eaten without its own shchita. Now, chotech, the reason that Makasha is brought in is because of this. Chotech me ubar shmeyaha. If you cut some of the ubar out, which would be something you might do if the animal is having trouble in childbirth to make it easier, then mutar ba'achila, meaning that the rest of the ubar, that the animal is mutar ba'achila, the mother, that the ubar is mutar ba'achila, and in other words, you cut some of the ubar and then left those pieces inside, it does not consider the aver min achai, and when you shech the mother, then this ubar is mutar. But if you cut into the spleen or to the kidneys of the mother itself and left them inside, asur ba'achila, because that's aver min achai. Zehaklal, davar shegufa, asur v'shena gufa mutar. If it's part of the host mother's body, it's asur. If it's not, which is the yilud, then it is mutar. Now, Amar of Yehuda Amarav. The Eivra Atzmo Asur, we have a machlok between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. We'll spend most of our time on Rav's opinion, which is that the leg itself that went out and got put back in, even afterwards, the leg is Asur because it went out. Meaning it was already as if it was born. My Tama, Da'amar Kra, Uvasar Basadeh Trefa Lo Tochelu. In describing a Trefa, the Torah uses the extra word Basadeh, out in the field. Notion being, Kevan Shiatzah Basar Chutz Lemechitzato Ne'asar. Since the basar went out of its zone, it is asur, and it's out in the field. And here it went out of its womb. Now, let's test this. Tanan beimam, kasha leled, rotziya ubar yado vechziro, mutar b'achila. So Amishnah said, you're allowed to eat it. My lava aver, isn't that referring to the leg itself? Lo, a ubar. It's referring to the rest of the fetus. Ya ubar, my ear yechziro. If it's talking about the rest of the fetus, who needs the leg to be retracted? Afil lochziro nami. Even if it didn't retract it, it should be mutar. The answer is, you're right, even if it didn't bring it back, because in the second case, we had to mention, if it exited its head and then brought it, even though it brought it back, it's considered born. So therefore, we assume there that we needed to mention hechziro. Tananami resha hechziro, therefore it mentioned retracting in the resha, even though retracting is not an issue. Now, a seifa, my kamashlan, so why is it mentioned in the seifa? The kevin yatsar rosho avila leida, to tell me that once the head comes out, that's called born. Tanina, we have a mishnah b'chorot that tells us. Ezu b'chor l'nachala ve'eno b'chor l'kohanim. Just a quick intro. The notion of a b'chor, of a firstborn, is not consistent throughout the halacha. There is b'chor l'nachala, which means the firstborn son for inheritance, who will get pishnayim. And that's not necessarily the same as b'chor l'kohanim, who is the peterechem. For instance, a man could have several wives, and each one could have a firstborn son, who is the first that she gives birth to. That's a b'chor l'kohanim. But he only has one firstborn son. Now, within one normal birth, how could you have that? So we deal here with the possibility, which Chazal dealt with, of having, if you will, twins, but not of the same gestation length. Haba achar nefalim. So, first of all, if you have a miscarriage, and then after that words a baby is born, then that baby is a b'chor l'nachala, but not l'kohanim. Avi she'atzar rosho chai. Even though the head came out alive. O ben teisha, let's say you had a regular full-term baby, she'atzar rosho meit. That the head came out, but he was already dead. Now, that's the Mishnah. Tam adu rosho meit. The only reason that it's not a b'chor le kohanim, but it is b'chor l'nachala, is because it was dead. Ha rosho chai, if it was alive. Anything that comes afterwards, if a baby was born alive and then died, then anything afterwards is not a bachor for anything. Which means we already see the principle, at least with human births, that the minute the head comes out and the animals and the baby's alive, that's it. That's already laid out. So maybe that Mishnah Bechoro teaches us that's true about human birth, and our Mishnah is teaching that about animal birth. You'll argue that you can't infer one from the other. Why? An animal, the way they're presenting it, has no birth canal, and therefore the fact that the head came out, that's already birth, may not mean in the case of a human when there's more that has to, the rest of the body has to go through a prosed door, it may not be birth until more comes out. And you can't learn from the Mishnah and Bechorot to a Behemah, because in the case of an Adam, the face is so significant, the head is so significant, that might be birth, not true about an animal. So the answer is, we have a Mishnah later in our Perek, even about animals. Shiliyashi at Stamik Tzataf, a placenta partially came out, we assume the head might be in there. Asurah Bachilat. The same thing applies to animals as humans, which means that the animal having the head come out, that's already laid out, which means you don't need it in our Mishnah. So now let's reevaluate. If you agree that it's only when the animal put the leg back in and hechziro had to be taught, because in that case, the leg is mutar. So tana seifa to reisha. Therefore, I understand why the seifa mentioned hechziro, even though hechziro is irrelevant, because to parallel the reisha. But if neither the reisha or the seifa, is there any need to mention hechziro? Why mention it at all? Did retract it, didn't retract it, doesn't matter. In the Reisha, according to you, the leg is Asur, and in the Seifa, the whole animal is Asur. No, the Olam Ma'uba, we're going to go back to Seif Rav, and we say that Asur is talking, Mutar Ibachila is talking about the rest of the Ubar, not the leg. It's needed to talk about the place where it's cut. We'll talk about this when we get to the original statement of Nachman Yitzchak, which is going to be two steps down the line. Let's see, Toshma. And this is a later Mishnah. So if an animal is having difficulty childbirth and the leg came out and brought it back, and then you shechted the mother, mutar ba'achila. And we assume that means the leg is mutar besides the rest of the ubar. And if on the other end you shechted the mother and then the leg went back in, asur ba'achila, because it was out when it was killed. Let's say the animal put the leg out and to save the mother you cut the leg off, or for any other reason. V'acharkach shachata timo, and then shechted the mother. Shebachutz tamei v'asur. That which is outside is tamei, as Rashi points out, because of a special tumah of Eivor Min HaChai, and you can't eat it, of course. V'shebifrim mutar or mutar. That which is inside is fine, you can eat it. Shachata timo v'acharkach chatacho, and here we have a big machlok that Rami and Chachamim will deal with in a couple of podcasts. If you shechted the mother and then cut the leg off, then Habasar Magan Avela Divermeir. Meir says that the part that's outside is an Avela, and the Ubar inside is now touching an Avela, and it's Tameh. Chachamimri Magat Trefa Shchuta. Said, no, the one outside is like a Trefa, and the one inside is touching a Trefa, so it's a Trefa that's been slaughtered properly. There's no Tumat. Now, we're not concerned with the rest of that. We will be later. But for right now, we said if he brings the leg back, mutar b'achila, and we think my lava aver. Isn't that talking about the leg, which is against Rav? Lo aubar, it's talking about the rest of the animal. So aubar, asur b'achila. You mean the rest of the embryo is mutar? If that's the case, then in the safe one, it says if you shechted the mother and then the leg went back, it's asur. Aubar, my asur, why would the rest of the animal be asur? The answer is Nachman Yitzchak l'nitzuchal makom chetach. That's from Nachman Yitzchak where he says the added isur if the leg came back after the mother was shechted is from makom chetach. Let's see what that means. L'nitzuchal makom chetach. And now we'll see where that starts. Eini v'haki ata avim imechozoi ata v'aiti matnita b'yadei. He brought a brayta. Parsaich zir echol. It's like an aphorism. Because the Torah talks about parsa and parsot. You see it on the page. So if it brought back a parsa, single foot, hechzir, parsot hechzir, if it brought back 2 feet, echol. My love, echzir parsa, echol parsa, meaning echol parsa, doesn't that mean you could eat the foot itself that came back? Lo echzir parsa, echol ubar, and if it didn't, then you could eat the ubar. So yubar, my yir yachzir, afilo echzir nami. Again, if it's the ubar, I don't care if he put it back or not. So Rachmi Yitzchak Lurinsucham Makom Chetach. What's Makom Chetach? Evidently, it is the place of the limb where you would cut it off. You were cutting the limb that is that part is inside. So the difference would be that if the limb is still outside, then the whole limb, including going inside the part where the cut would be, like the joint, that whole thing is asur. But if it brought it back, then only the part that was outside would be asur. Ah, v'hatrei krai kon nasivla. Rachmi Yitzchak used, sorry, Avimi used two psukim, parsan parsot, two words in a pasuk. My love chadleib v'chad makom chetach. Isn't one there to tell you that the limb itself is mutar and one for makom chetach? So lo chad makom chetach chad likalut b'mei parah. Why does it say parsa? In case you have an animal that has a solidified hoof, not yet split hoof, while it's inside. Like we're calling a camel inside the belly of a cow. Valibra Rishimon, right, Rabbi Shimon Kalupa and Parasur. He holds that if you have a cow, but the calf has a single hoof, it's Asur. Hanimili Echad Yatzal the Viralam. But even Rabbi Shimon says it's only Asur if it was birthed. Hamei, but if you find it that way inside, then it's Mutar. And that's Rav Shita, and we've defended it and said that every time that we say Mutar Bachila, it's referring to the rest of the embryo, not the part that went out. The part that went out is forever Asur. Now, Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed and said, Eivor Atzmo Mutar. The limb itself is Mutar. Rabbi Yura Le'ula Vaharav. Now, Ula came to Pumbaditu with this report. So, Rabbi Yura Le'ula Vaharav Ushmuel. We didn't know that Shmuel agreed. Damir Tavayu Eivor Atzmo Asur. Shmuel agreed with Rav that you can't eat the limb. So, Amrale, Ula said, Man Yaivam Ne'afer, the Rav Ushmuel and Malina Ne'ain. I wish I had the dust. I mean, the funeral dust, as it were, the burial dust of Rav and Shmuel, and put it in my eyes, meaning great respect for them. But what can I tell you? Achim Rabbi Yochanan, Hakola Yu Bichlal Basar Basadet Shefalo Tochelu. Rabbi Yochanan had an argument why it's mutar, which is the Torah says Basar Basadet Shefalo Tochelu, which we're learning just like Rav did, which is anything that goes out of its zone is asur. Sheparav Hakatuv Gavei Chatat. But when the Torah says in Parshat Shmini, in alluding to, in the case where Moshe got angry at an Aaron, that if a chatat, left its zone and came back, asur, meaning a chatat was taken out of the azara and brought back, you can't eat it. Chatat urat rachman haba. So therefore, it's only the chatat, meaning the Torah explicated only in that one case, everything else is mutar if it comes back into its zone. That's Rabbi Yochanan's argument. Now, Meitav, watch this challenge. Basar b'tzedet shefalo tochelu matun lomar. What does the Torah mean with that pasuk? Shematzinu maser shenem bikurim shalf pishiyatzuchutz mechitzatan v'chazru. We find that bikurim maser sheni, that leave your shalim and come back, mutarin, you could eat them. I might think it's true about an ubar that goes out and comes back in. Talmud treifa. Therefore, it says treifa. My Talmudah. How are you getting that from treifa? I'm a rabba ki treifa. My treifa kevin sheni treifa shuv in laheter. Just like a treifa, once it's been punctured, it can't be fixed. This is irrevocable. Once it went out, it went out. Meaning that we're comparing, because these are both animals as opposed to fruit, because, and we'll see what the reason is in a minute, that you just have to eat it in a particular place and not elsewhere. So, tiyufta de ula tiyufta, we've very quickly refuted ula, and that means refuted Rabbi Yochanan's limud, and said, Rav is the halacha, which is evrat smo asur. Now, Amar Mar, let's take a look at this. Where do you find that Maser Shein and Bikurim can be eaten in your Shalim, even if they were in your Shalim and left and came back? You can't eat these things in your own cities. You can't eat it there. But if they were in your Shalim and left and came back, as long as you're eating them in your Shalim, mutarin. Okay, but Marav Matnuachi. Everything that we just saw was the Babylonian version of the Machloket Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. In Eretz Yisrael, they had a different version. Rav Amar Yesh Leidah Le'Evarim, which means when an Eiver comes out, that's called birthing the limb. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Leidah Le'Evarim. Until the animal's birthed, it's not birthed. Now, my Benayu, what's the difference? Now, according to Rashi, my Benayu means, what's the difference between the Eretz Yisrael version and the Bavli version? But according to the Rosh, which is the direction I took on the page, he says, what's the difference between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan according to this version? To include the Eva that's inside as being Asur, and it's the part of the Eva that's inside, if the rest of it's outside, then it would be Asur. According to Rav, the Eva was birthed, so the whole Eva is Asur. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the part that's outside is Asur, which means, according to this, Rabbi Yochanan really agrees with Rav in essence. Now, Ibai Elohu, let's follow this question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Hotziya Ubar Yado Vechzira. Let's say the animal put its leg out and brought it back. Chazar Votzit Yado Vechzira. Then did another again. Adzli Shlimol Rubo. Until he had, a majority had come out. I mean, one leg went out, then another leg went out. But each time he brought it back. So that in sum, a majority of the animal, all the different times together, had been outside. That we say a rove has gone out and therefore it's birthed. You say that since it came back, we don't count each one of them. So and if you take that argument, then let's say the ubar put its leg out and you cut it off, and put out another leg, etc. Now a majority of the animal is sitting in front of you in pieces. Mahu. Now you've got rove out. Maybe a rove has to be out alive at the same time. So let's see. Toshma zehaklal. What's the word at the end of our Mishnah? Davar shebegufa asur, sheina begufa mutar. Sheina begufa mutar, which we were using to distinguish between the spleen and the ubar, spleen and the liver and the ubar. But now, sheina begufa latui emai. Why does it say that which is not part of its body? What's it there to extend to? Isn't it there to extend to this sort of thing because it's not part of the body? So it's there again, like Rabbi Shimon said about the solidified hoof when it's inside. Even though he said that's asur if it's got a single hoof, that's only if it came out. But inside it's mutar. Okay, we'll pause at this point in the middle of this discussion, pick it up, and continue to the end of the analysis of this Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.